USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire voters have spoken. The top vote getters in yesterday's First in the Nation primary were Bernie and Mayor Pete.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
So many of you chose to meet a new era of challenge with a new generation of leadership.
Bernie Sanders edging out Pete Buttigieg by a very slim margin. Senator Amy Klobuchar with a surprising and strong third place finish. She was followed by Elizabeth Warren and former VP Joe Biden, who left New Hampshire early for South Carolina, which has a primary coming up on February 29th. Before that, Nevada will hold its caucuses. On the Republican side in New Hampshire, President Trump with an easy win. He polled over 80% of the vote, well ahead of Bill Weld. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Businessman Andrew Yang ending his Democratic presidential campaign. Yang spoke to supporters at a rally in New Hampshire late yesterday, saying he's incredibly proud of his campaign, but added it's clear that he's not going to win the Democratic nomination. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Justice Department should be investigated after all four prosecutors in the Roger Stone case resigned from the case. In a Twitter statement, the California Democrat said President Trump, in her words, engaged in political interference by talking publicly about the sentencing of his longtime associate Stone. DOJ officials have said the recommendation of 7 to 9 years in prison for Stone was extreme and excessive, and Trump then said it was a miscarriage of justice. A Pennsylvania poodle wins the whole kit and caboodle. Siva took home the best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The World Health Organization said it hopes to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus within 18 months. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said the vaccine for the virus, which the organization dubbed COVID-19, will take time to develop, and said that countries will have to make do with available resources in the meantime. The global death toll from the virus rose to 1,107, according to health officials in the Chinese province of Hubei. The city of Wuhan is announcing new restrictions on citizens, allowing only one member of a household to make one shopping trip every 3 days, while also quarantining entire buildings in some cases. Beijing also called on countries that have placed a restriction on travel to China in an effort to curb the spread of the virus to restore it to normal relations for the benefit of the global economy. A jazz musician has left us. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
That's jazz keyboardist Lionel Mays playing with the Grammy Award-winning Pat Metheny Group. Mays passed away at 66 following what his family describes as a long battle with a recurring illness. Metheny calling Mays one of the greatest musicians he ever knew. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.